What's up, family? Welcome back to the Stop Sinking Show, where we go from struggle to flow. You ever get that feeling that you aren't exactly where you're supposed to be? You might be doing well and good in most aspects of life. You might be productive and progressing. You might be working well at your job, have positively nourishing relationships. From the outside looking in, you're seemingly living a functional life. But there's still something inside of you that doesn't feel like you are getting your fill. Like, you know when you're craving something and nothing will hit that spot exactly like that thing would? Sure, you can eat something else and get full and fill up your stomach, but you won't get your fill. It's like something is missing unless you precisely hit that spot. Well, when you're living a life that is average, maybe even slightly above average, golden handcuffs from your comfortable job, no immediate threats, nothing on fire in your life, your bills are paid, you have a nice car in the driveway and it's paid off, but you still feel like you're missing something, like something ain't hitting that spot. What you're feeling is the missing of purpose in your life. The why, the meaning to behind why you do everything. And even though you can have all the trappings on the outside, you will never feel at rest unless your own psyche has some confirmation that everything you're doing is contributing to something of your design, no matter how big or small. I was having this exact conversation with a friend the other day. That spun off from winning the lottery because the Powerball was at a billion. And he said he would rather not win because it would take away half the point of living for him, which is to earn money and to struggle and to work for money. And I said to him what I have often said to myself because I've had the same thought. Just the fact that we see it this way makes it so that we make our life about the very thing that we lament. Because we often begrudgingly go to work and feel stuck in the rat race of paying our bills. And then at the same time, we keep ourselves in that same loop of doing this because it is how we define a functional life to be. If given a bunch of money, we would not know what to do with ourselves. It's almost like the job in the rat race serves a purpose in itself, which is just to keep ourselves busy chasing our own tail so we don't have enough idle time to figure out what it is that we actually want to do and are meant to do. And the problem with this self-fulfilling loop is that we can often self-sabotage to keep ourselves there, to make problems last longer than they have to, just to keep ourselves from answering the deep, meaningful questions about our existence. You might keep yourself struggling just enough. You might keep yourself from achieving wealth just enough, or at whatever level your own thermostat allows, and not allow yourself to go past that, into that territory of having to figure out what you actually want to do with your life. A job, or even a long career, can many times be just a distraction from having to answer for ourselves, to ourselves, what we are actually meant to do. And that's not to say you cannot achieve this at a job or anywhere else. What I am trying to say, though, that it is hardly likely that it will happen on accident. It would take some deliberate contemplation for your own psyche to believe that this job, this business, this effort in any area is or is not contributing to that empty hole inside of you that you're looking to have filled. And that comes with answering some real questions about how to define your purpose. One of the best of which I found in a book by Clayton Christensen. He talks about defining a purpose in the context of a company, but also extends it to any individual looking to find their purpose. And we would need to define three parts of purpose for ourselves. The first is what he calls a likeness. A likeness is what you want to have become at the end of the path that you are on. It is not something that you trip on or discover at some point in the future on accident. A likeness is actually defining what you hope to have become once you get to this critical milestone or at the end of your life. The analogy he uses is a painter will create a pencil likeness of what he sees in his mind before he attempts to put paint and oils on the canvas, starting with the end in mind, starting with this picture in your mind. A likeness is the vision of who you want to be, what kind of person you want to be like. Examples of this that he gives for himself are, be a man who is dedicated to helping improve the lives of other people. A kind, honest, forgiving, and selfless husband, father, and friend. A man who doesn't just believe in God, but who believes God. A vision for what kind of person you want to be. The second, once you have a likeness, a vision, the outlines of a purpose to be anchored to as a person, then what you need is a deep commitment. And if your vision came truly from inside of you, the commitment will come with it. A deep commitment, almost a conversion to the likeness that you are trying to create. In a company, this would be the employees being deeply committed to the way that company operates and their visions and their values and their likeness and their end goal. With yourself, this is your own deep commitment to the vision that you have created. Or your purpose will have a major hole in its integrity and you go back to confusion and not knowing if what you're doing is anchored to anything or if it adds up to anything. The third part is having some sort of metrics to measure if you're adhering to or progressing towards your purpose at all. This is difficult and might take longer to get to because we think that we have to collect a bunch of data and have an aggregate percentage of things before we know how well we're doing towards anything. But if you're just trying to be a kind and honest person or trying to be helpful to people, you can ask yourself, even down to the last interaction or the last 10 interactions, were you honest, kind, helpful? Or even more, in each of those nuanced, how honest, how helpful, how kind were you? With these three parts of your purpose in place as to the what you would want to be like and the commitment and the way to measure yourself along the way, the how you get there will still be emergent, still spontaneous. But you'll have a criteria now by which to make decisions along the way. You'll have intentionality towards what calls to you and what doesn't. You'll have some way of making decisions, some way of prioritizing. And anyone who aspires to have a positive impact can never leave their purpose to chance. He says worthy purposes rarely emerge inadvertently. The world is too full of mirage, paradox, and uncertainty to leave this to fate. Purpose must be deliberately conceived, chosen, and then pursued. The world will not deliver a cogent and rewarding purpose to you. The person that you want to become, what the purpose of your life is too important to leave to chance. It will not be delivered to you. And while it needs to be deliberately conceived, chosen, and managed, the opportunities and the challenges and the situations and circumstances in your life that allow you to become that person in which you must make these choices will be by their very nature emergent and present themselves uniquely in those moments to challenge you, to test you. Your purpose will evolve then step by step. And anytime your likeness, your vision no longer feels true to you, where your commitment is waning and is not as firm as when you once said it and can be as firm as the one that you can update it to, you will need to do exactly that. As long as you don't adjust the goalpost to make it more attainable out of ease and cowardice, because your psyche will know that too. There's no fooling yourself into fulfillment. And to clarify one thing, this whole finding the purpose premise is entirely flawed. It isn't found at all. It is not an event. It is a process. You don't find your purpose. You define it. You create it. You live by it. You align to it. And then more and more of you becomes it. And then, maybe then, that little feeling that feels like something is missing, just maybe then, that feeling goes away. I love you, family. Stay true always. I'll see you on the next show.